This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have started releasing illegal immigrants into the United States without a court date because there is no space to hold them due to a surge in crossings. A senior source with the Customs and Border Protection is reporting that immigrants were being released into the system with biometric data, then released without a court date due to space restrictions. Biometric identifiers are fingerprints and facial patterns. President Trump, in a statement released Sunday, slammed the Biden administration and called for an investigation into the cover-up. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan, is facing a nursing home scandal similar to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. According to reports Sunday, the state of Michigan faced a lawsuit over an executive order by Whitmer, which forced patients who tested COVID positive back into nursing homes in the close proximity to other vulnerable residents. Governor Whitmer has used a special law in Michigan that has exempted her office from having to comply with the Freedom of Information Act. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has concluded a meeting with Afghan officials in Kabul, Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in an effort to make a determination if the Taliban had met the necessary conditions for the U.S. to pull troops out of the country by May 1st.
It's obvious that the level of violence remains pretty high in the country. We'd really like to see that violence come down, and I think if it does come down, it can begin to set the conditions for, you know, some really fruitful diplomatic work.
The United States invasion of Afghanistan occurred after the 9/11 attacks in October of 2001 and was supported by close U.S. allies. The conflict is also known as the U.S. War in Afghanistan. As spring training continues, bragging rights go to the Yankees in the Grapefruit League and the Royals in the Cactus League, both teams having 13 wins. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The pandemic has sure changed our lives. What about the next pandemic? The idea is being put forward. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
In the last week, many have marked the one-year anniversary of the start of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, reflecting on the ways life has changed in the last 12 months and mourning those lost to the virus. But some health officials have also been looking for ways to protect against the next pandemic. The former science advisor for Operation Warp Speed says that a large investment in vaccine manufacturing capabilities is needed. Dr. Mansif Slawi tells CBS News that the cost of the investment would be a drop in the bucket compared to the cost of another pandemic.
The preparedness, in my view, should in particular include availability of manufacturing capabilities, which means manufacturing sites, manufacturing equipment, and manufacturing people that are running the manufacturing of vaccines on an ongoing basis. We should be having laboratories and manufacturing sites dedicated to discovering, developing, manufacturing, and stockpiling vaccines.
Three worldwide pandemic outbreaks of influenza occurred in the 20th century, in 1918, 1957, and 1968. All three have been informally identified by their presumed sites of origin, such as Spanish, Asian, and Hong Kong influenza. In NASCAR, a pass for the lead with 8 laps left in Sunday's Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Ryan Blaney took the top spot from Kyle Larson, who had to settle for second place. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, some would think that if we're going to get this country back on track, we have to suspend any kind of concept of critical questioning or having a debate about anything. We just need to go along. If not, you will be canceled. And even worse yet, the retribution on your life will be immense because the cancel culture has been empowered beyond reality and what is going on and what is in the future here in this country is quite scary. I mean, I'm on the website at... make sure that I've got this correctly here, at AmericanFaith.com. And teachers are compiling a list of parents who question racial curriculum. And they're plotting a war on them. I mean, this is absolutely diabolical. Now, the founder and president of American Faith is with us right now, Phil Hotzenbiller. Phil, this is insane. It just keeps on mounting, doesn't it?
It does mount. And let me tell you what I think is the most encouraging thing. Is when I see people on the left who recognize that their rights are being violated now, mm-hmm. and they're coming out. Bill Maher just came out, who is anything but conservative, and he was ranting and raving, and he's talking about this new cancel culture as being the McCarthyism of the 50s.
Yes.
So I'm loving this side of it. I hate the other side that we're all having to deal with it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, liberals tend to eat their own, so it
yes.
doesn't take them long to find someone that they can destroy in the process, whereas I think people on the right tend to be more balanced, more, let's say, kind in a lot of ways, and less cutthroat. And so
right.
I think we're going to see a real kickback here, Bill.
Well, what is the remedy? I mean, you're the voice of reason. As you say, the left will eat their own. They're already starting to do this. This happens all the time. So the people on the right, they just need to step back and get out of the way because the walls are going to fall down. And you want to make sure you're not next to one of those walls that are coming down.
I think it's a both and, Bill. I think on one hand, you have to realize that pendulums do swing politically. Philosophically, they have the entire history of our nation. So that's always going to happen. It was almost a conditioned response that after a conservative run and accomplishing as much as Trump did, that if left got in, they were going to react with equal or greater kind of intent. And so I think that's one side. Yeah, they're going to do that. The other side is I think, no, it's a great time for parents to be vocal. It's on the school board level. It's a great time for local government to stand up. And, you know, Governor of Florida has done a great job, as you know. He's your governor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In terms of just saying, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. So I think it's a both and.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say, you know, let them watch what they do, it is because that's encouraging. That is a strategy that God uses in Scripture when he wants to defeat the enemy, is he causes the own armies, like the Assyrians, to turn on themselves and defeat themselves.
Mm-hmm. No, and let me tell you, that is my prayer, you know, from your lips to God's ears, because this is what is going to, I believe, required here, because it is such a mess right now, Phil, that without God, without, divine providence stepping in and making it so obvious, how much more of this can we endure? I mean, our country is so compromised right now. The world leaders are looking at this administration, Joe Biden falling, downstairs. And, it's really pathetic. And the way the Chinese went after the representatives there, it just was not a good signal. And then, on top of that, you've got the president telling everybody once again that it's President Harris.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think everybody knew going in this guy wasn't fit for office. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew it. Even liberals knew it. But they were hedging their bet, and they were getting in a younger vice president who was going to take the reins. And I don't think they knew exactly, maybe they did, how long is this run going to last? I almost think it's a good cop, bad cop. Send Biden in, let him do as many crazy things as he can, and then Harris will come in, and she'll try to calm the waters a little bit, and I don't think she's going to have a less agenda. I just think it's going to be, this was strategized. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
I made this comment, Bill, and I think I sent this to you. The world is not falling apart; it's falling into place.
Exactly right. And I want to unfold that, because that really, it does make a lot of sense, especially for people of faith. I mean, this isn't happening without God understanding and knowing what's going on. I mean, it is, there's no question. You know, a lot of people of faith thought, well, things are rolling along. You know, Trump should be reelected. We've got a lot of great things going on. We got Middle East peace starting to line up. You got five Arab nations coming together. This is moving, this is moving in the right direction. You know, people are working. They're happier than they've been in a long time. And all of a sudden, we got thrown a curveball here. And this just does not, in any kind of sense, as I was discussing this at brunch yesterday with some friends here, I happen to be in Oxnard, California, in my old hometown here, and you can't make this stuff up. I don't know how to connect the dots here.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And if you have a purely secular view of the world, I can't think of anything more depressing than living in 2021 right now.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You know, if you have if you're a Christian and don't have some insight into the future in terms of what the Bible says about prophecy, it's pretty discouraging. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it and say, wait a minute, where was this world, where did God say this world was headed? Now, he doesn't give chronology and tell us when, but where did he say it was going? Well, he said that evil men were going to get worse and worse and worse, that people were going to, their love for God and one another was going to grow cold.
Exactly.
That the government of the world would become one. And when you start putting these things in place, you go, well, maybe this is that which was spoken of by the prophet. Mm. And, you know, we always look at our time frame historically and we think this must be that in Scripture. And that's happened for 2,000 years. I mean, if I'm living during the Great Plague of Europe in the 1300s, my thought is this has got to be the tribulation.
Exactly, exactly.
But there weren't prophetic markers that indicated that's what was happening. We have some of those, Bill.
Mm-hmm. In terms of these prophetic markers, and I want to get into more of a good thing, I've got about a minute left here, because I want you to start enumerating these markers, because as I've said time and again, this is an important time for us. I mean, every once in a while you get moments in time that are critical, that demand critical choices and decisions. I believe we're right there right now, if I might say, just in observing these critical markers, that it's really up to us to, you know, sink our watches together with God's timing and his will being done right now, so that we can, find peace and trust and security in knowing that he's in total control.
Amen. Yeah, and I do think there's a lot of encouraging news, and I think there's a lot of, very definitive markers in Scripture that can help us a lot. You want to start those after the break? You want me to start?
No, let's do that because we've got about 5 seconds left. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller, founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, this is why you like that we're fresh and independent. We're not beholden to anybody. We're beholden to God and the truth. And this is what it's all about as we continue to pursue it, no matter where it leads. The founder, president of American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills continues with us, Phil Hotzenpiller. Phil, as we were leading in and discussing this issue about the world not falling apart, it's falling into place. You know, the markers clearly are there. people who are not ignorant of the Word of God, who are students and theologians, can see quite clearly that things really are falling into place. And, you know, it just reminds us all the more of what we should be grasping for. If we're grasping for the temporal and the things of this world, boy, I'll tell you, I think we're you know, grabbing onto the wrong lifeline here, aren't we?
Oh, we really are. And, you know, Bill, the great thing about it is we're living in the fullness of time, the fullness of revelation, and the fullness of the Spirit. And what that means is, fullness of time, that we're living in prophetic days that people 100 years ago only imagined. For example, the big piece for me is Israel becoming a nation in 1948.
Exactly.
If you were living in Europe in 1945 and someone had told you that after 6 million people are annihilated, that a nation would rise called Israel, that would then become one of the dominant technology and militaries in the world, everyone would have thought you were crazy, unless you had known the scriptures that talked about a regathering of people worldwide, that talks about the establishment of a nation being born in a day, in the book of Isaiah. And so that's just one big piece. For me, that's when the prophetic clock begins to tick. Then if you look at something that actually is a little bit prior to that, is Matthew 24. It says nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Well, the first time there was a nation and a kingdom battling one another was World War One. So that's 1914, 1917. That's the first time. So you can mark in the column of your Bible, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, World War One. Well, there's a marker. So these are things that are really significant. You know, in my studies, what I've done is I've really been studying focused the last several weeks on Babylon, not the physical Babylon of Iraq, but rather the spiritual Babylon that finds its beginning in Genesis chapter 10 with a guy named Nimrod who establishes the Tower of Babel. And that continues all the way through Scripture, spiritual Babylon, which is an anti-God world system, until it's judged by God in the book of Revelation chapter 17 and 18. So there is a lot going on here, Bill. A lot of meat on those bones, as we say.
Well, without a doubt, and the thing is, again, that spirit of Babylon is alive and well and continues to flourish and will until its final day of judgment. That is not to be denied. So it continues to raise its head, and even more so today, because the big exchange is our God for their God, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, if you think about it, and maybe we unpack this more next week, but there are three world city states in our world. And a lot of people haven't identified these quite this way, but there's Vatican City, there's City of London Incorporated, and then there's Washington, D.C. We are most familiar with D.C. We know it's independent. It's not a state. It's only 10 square miles, yet it has a separate flag and operates independently in so many ways of what we do. City of London's only 1 square mile, has a separate flag, houses Bank of England, Lloyd's of London, Stock Exchange, the Crown, all the British banks, and then there's Vatican, and we know it operates the same way. In fact, the Vatican is the largest owner of private property in the world. Now think about that. What do they all have in common? They all have in common an Egyptian obelisk. In Vatican, it was moved there in 1586. London, it was moved from Egypt also in 1878. And then we built one called the Washington Monument. Now, why do all three of these operate independently? Only three cities in the world, all three of them have an obelisk, and the flag of Washington, D.C. has three stars on it. I'll let our listeners kind of put some pieces together in their head and say, well, that doesn't make sense, right? And so there's so much more that goes into this, Bill.
Right. Exactly. Well, wow. You've got us on the edge of our seat. We got about 5 minutes left here. So here we are, these three cities, and they have particular, you know, markers in common that are consistent. What are we to draw from this, Phil?
Well, I think one thing we have to recognize is they're already one. They're already functioning together. So it's not separate. It's not like these are independent of one another. They are connected, and they're connected in some unique ways. If we said, let's look at the Vatican, what is it known for? Well, it's known for religion. If we go to London, what is it known for? Well, it's known for finance. A lot of people would say, well, New York is the financial capital of the world. No, it is a processor of finance. But who really holds the wealth? Well, it's London. There's no doubt about it. And then what about D.C.? Well, it's really known for military. Our military is second to none. And so if you put those three things together and you fast forward into an end time scenario with a one world ruler, he's got religion, he's got finance, and he's got military. Well, that's pretty interesting. Because when you get down to the judgment beginning in Revelation 16, it says, now the great city was divided into three parts. The great city is Babylon, and Babylon is called the great whore, who has fornicated, here's the words in the scripture, with all the kings of the earth. In other words, Babylon is functioning like a prostitute to the world in three areas, finance, religion, and military. But it says, now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities and the nations fell. Now think about that. There is so much scripture here that's talking about things. You just start to put the pieces together, it's pretty amazing.
Well, and then the question that comes to me is, where's China?
Yeah, well, China shows up also in Revelation as the great army of the East. That's one of the kings that comes up against God and his anointed. Psalm 2 says all the kings of the earth have assembled against the Lord and his anointed. And they said, let us break all the bonds and all the barriers. And so China right now, our big threat from China is obviously economic. And they're doing all they can to try to rule the world. Mm-hmm. But remember, this is kind of what kings do. This is what nations do. They try to position themselves to have the greatest military, to have the greatest, control of space, the greatest finance, all these things. This is what kings do. And Christians, sometimes they fall back and go, I can't believe they're acting like that. Well, yeah, because a nation is a collection of individual people who don't know God
by and large.
So what do you think they're going to do?
Right. Exactly. They're going to do the humanoid kind of thing that humanoids always do. It's always about warring. Just like you said, go back to Nimrod. Nimrod was known as the greatest warrior of his time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you read it in the writing of the Hebrews, they say he was a hunter of men, meaning that he was a slave owner and he was a murderer. So he controlled by his might. And clearly God didn't want him doing what he did. Clearly Satan was very early trying to position his guy on earth, as he always is. Mm-hmm. And God said, I'm going to divide the languages. I'm going to give them the inability to communicate and plot together against how to control mankind and how to snub God in the process. And so this is a consistent pattern throughout Scripture. Mm-hmm.
It's never ending, and these markers are continuing to be revealed. And as I say to people all the time, Phil, it's, you know, even with what we're seeing right now, experience defines preference. And the preference, hopefully, that is being chosen is the eternal preference over the temporal, because we know that all this is fleeting. It will all pass away, and to God be the glory.
Amen. And see, that's the Christian hope. That's what we always put our hope in, is hope is not wishy-washy in the Bible. It is confident assurance in what God has promised God will perform.
Now, without a doubt, he's faithful to his promises, and it continues to be that way as we see this being played out. I mean, I'll tell you, Phil, this is really exciting, isn't it? I mean, I'm excited to see, okay, God, what are you going to do next year, right?
Right. Amen. Yeah. These are exciting times. And if you can keep your eye on the scripture instead of in the newspaper, so to speak, you're going to be
Phil Hudson Pillaged. All right. Thank you, Phil.
We're at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed to 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have started releasing illegal immigrants into the United States without a court date because there is no space to hold them due to a surge in crossings. A senior source with the Customs and Border Protection is reporting that immigrants were being released into the system with biometrical data, then released without a court date due to space restrictions. Biometric identifiers are fingerprints and facial patterns. President Trump, in a statement released Sunday, slammed the Biden administration and called for an investigation into the cover-up. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan, is facing a nursing home scandal similar to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. According to reports Sunday, the state of Michigan faced a lawsuit over an executive order by Whitmer, which forced patients who tested COVID positive back into nursing homes in the close proximity to other vulnerable residents. Governor Whitmer has used a special law in Michigan that has exempted her office from having to comply with the Freedom of Information Act. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, and Jordan Goodman. Yes, America's Money Answers Man joins us now. Hey, Jordan, are you stimulated?
I'm being very stimulated, Bill. It's very good.
Lots of billions of dollars in the account. And of course, and about as quick as we got stimulated, then it was like, oh, we got to tax. We got to raise taxes because we got to pay for that stuff now.
Well, the entire $1.9 trillion was borrowed.
Yes.
They did not have this in the account to spend, but they spent it anyway. We just went over $28 trillion in debt, so this will put us pretty much over 30 pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to stimulate the economy, for sure. It's mm-hmm. going to help people who are needing money. There's been a lot of people really hurting, small businesses really hurting. It's all more debt. That's the way we're doing this thing. None mm-hmm. of it is being taxed. It is coming through revenue.
Right. And we still had money left over from the previous stimulus that needed to be flushed out. And we're talking, you know, this $1.9 trillion stimulus. It's going to be doled out over the next, 4 or 5 years?
Something like that. I mean, the $1,400 is going out right away.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And the PPP, but that takes a while for small businesses to get that. The cities and states are going to get about $350 billion. That'll take some time to get out there. A lot of the money for health care is going to happen relatively quickly in getting the vaccines out there in various ways. Mm-hmm. But you're right. A lot of these other things are very long-term programs. This is the largest stimulus program in American history without having any... First of all, it's completely partisan. Not a single Republican supported on either the House or the Senate side, and not a single dollar of it is in the Treasury. It's all borrowed. So mm-hmm. that's the legacy we're creating here.
Well, yeah, that's amazing. You know, what does that tell you that it was not bipartisan?
There's no partisanship on Capitol Hill, unfortunately. I mean, something this big, it would be nice to have at least some bipartisanship. The only way they got it through was through a Reconciliation Act in the Senate, which means it's a majority vote. And as it was 50-50 and Vice President Harris breaking the tie. So this is the ultimate in non-bipartisanship.
Wow, and for a bill this big that we're talking 1/10 of our economy...
Right.
Wow. This is, you know, we're back to deja vu, you know, Affordable Care Act one more time.
And there were some things in there for the Affordable Care. There are subsidies for people for health insurance, a lot of child care credits. People have been getting checks every month for child care. Unemployment benefits were increased. I mean, it's great to spread money all over the place. It's just, this is money that's going out right now. Let's enjoy the sugar high.
Yeah,
we're
going
to have to pay for it for 30. I mean, we'll never pay for it is what it comes down to, Bill. We'll never. Mm-hmm. People say, when are you going to pay the national debt back? The answer is never.
Right, exactly. And then along the way, we're going to be dealing with inflation. That's inevitable.
Well, you have a lot more money chasing after the same amount of goods. It will stimulate the economy. In the second quarter, we'll probably have growth of maybe 10%, something like that. Inflation is going to be coming. Now, you've already seen asset price inflation. What we're going to see is consumer price inflation. We've already seen the stock market soar, Bitcoin soar, residential real estate, particularly in the suburbs, soar. So, you know, assets have already gone up a lot. That's largely because of the free money that the Federal Reserve has been pumping out. And they're going to continue to pump out at least $120 billion a month for a long time. So now you've got both the fiscal side of the house with the stimulus bill and the monetary side of the house with complete pedal to the metal.
Right.
And yes, that will stimulate prices to go up, both of assets and consumer prices. You've already seen gasoline moving up a lot, and oil's up into the mid-60s, and other things are moving up as well.
Well, anytime you get the government kind of messing up with these different sectors and thinking they know better, there's always unintended consequences. And what they could be doing is stifling productivity. And if they stifle productivity, I mean, we're kind of, you know, almost messing with ourselves and thinking that we're doing something positive when in actuality we may be hurting ourselves because we're not letting the free market just be robust and get back to work.
Well, this is what stagflation is all about.
Yeah.
When you have too much money chasing too few goods, that was the disease in the late 70s, I guess you said, which led to rising interest rates, rising inflation, and caused the Federal Reserve to have to clamp down hard and cause a real recession.
Right.
Now, we might have had, what, we didn't have $3 trillion in debt. We now have $30 trillion in debt going into that situation. So it's a very, very different situation. We owe a lot of money. And interest rates have been rising, Bill. We've got the 10-year Treasury, which is up to about 1.6%. A year ago, it was 0.5%. It was, you know, a third of what it is today. So that means the Treasury has to pay more money on this debt that we're adding all the time. So it's going to get more expensive.
Well, let's talk digital currency. You mentioned Bitcoin. What's going on? What's the latest there?
It's well over 50,000, 55,000, something like that.
Wow.
I think it's considered an alternative currency, really. Mm-hmm. And as we devalue the U.S. dollar through all this money printing and borrowing, people are losing faith in the real currency, the so-called fiat currency, I guess you might say, and going to this alternative currency. In the past, it would have been gold. Gold hasn't done that much. Gold's like 1,700 thereabouts. But Bitcoin continues to do really, really well. It's being used in real life more and more. There are now ATMs you can go to that actually get money out in Bitcoins on cards.
Wow.
Elon Musk said you can now buy a Tesla with a Bitcoin. It's pretty much an even trade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be more and more in real life. So I think it's got tremendous momentum. It's obviously very volatile day to day.
Right.
But Bitcoin could easily hit 100,000 this year.
Is there any communist Chinese entanglement with Bitcoin at all?
A lot of people trade Bitcoin in China. They try to clamp down on it there. But it's not really within their control. It's an international currency beyond the control of central banks and central governments. They don't like it.
Yeah.
In the United States, the SEC is trying to make it a security. Mm. Well, it's not a security. It's a currency. It's a commodity. It's an asset.
Right.
And it's not something. It is traded, but it's not like a mutual fund or a stock.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as usual, the SEC likes to control everything and as much as they possibly can regulate anything that anybody can put money into.
Well, and I would think that this would get in the way of the ambitions of the CCP that wants to, you know, they want to be the answer to to the American dollar, don't they?
Well, ultimately, the Chinese, they've been doing that. They've been doing transactions in their own currency, in the renminbi and the yuan. with Russia, with Iran, and other places. It's part of the general concern that the dollar is going to be devalued because we're printing so many of them.
Right.
And China's the second largest holder of dollars, and they're worried about it. So they've actually been net sellers of Treasury securities recently, not net buyers. So they're moving their money elsewhere, and it's not as though the yuan is going to be the world reserve currency the way the dollar is, but more and more they're wanting to use things in their own currency. That's correct.
Yeah, without a doubt. Let's talk health insurance. We got health sharing.
Yeah. You can imagine the costs that people are going through right now, even if they don't die of COVID, right, and all the hospital bills. Insurance can be very expensive, and premiums are going up, and co-payments and deductibles, right. All these things going up all the time. There is an alternative that some people may not know about, which is called health sharing. I compare it to like a credit union or a co-op where people pool together. I mean, people meaning millions of people.
Yes.
You have an account in your name that you put a certain amount of money in, and then that covers your health expenses. But if you have health expenses beyond what's in your account, people from other people's accounts pay your health bills, even if it's some huge amount, $2 million or something like that. There are two big ones. I list them at moneyanswers.com. One is called U.S. Health Share. And the other one is called MediShare. MediShare has been around for about 25 years. And the amount that you put into your account is maybe a third of what traditional health insurance premiums would be. So it's much less money out of your own pocket. And if you do have some kind of a medical catastrophe, you'll have the bills paid without having to pay these enormous health insurance premiums.
Exactly.
So it's an alternative a lot of people are not familiar with, Bill.
No, it's a great concept. We've been doing this ourselves in our family for a number of years, and it works. I mean, it is amazing, and there's different organizations, like you say, that are promoting this, that are available. It's a great alternative, and along with that, then we've got some concierge and increased involvement with concierge health care as well.
Right. Well, that's another way. You pay a certain amount, and then no matter how much you need, you have complete access to the doctor. That makes a lot of sense. If you're basically healthy, you may not need to pay or something like that.
Right.
But you want to be protected against disaster, which is what insurance normally does.
Exactly.
But the insurance premiums have gone up so much that just a lot of people aren't able to afford it.
Well, he's America's Money's Answer Man. You know why. Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how can people be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from folks all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Now, today I'm in Oxnard, California, my old stomping grounds, and it is cold here. Not as cold as Colorado Springs, and on top of that, as you can tell, I just got the hiccups on top of it. So I'm cold, I got the hiccups, so I'm a mess right now. Adam, pray for me. How you doing,
please,
buddy?
Please help, Bill. Amen.
Amen. Gosh, I'm telling you. So the weather is frightful there in Colorado Springs today, huh?
It is. We got about 8 inches overnight, and it's supposed to snow twice more. You know, spring break. Why wouldn't we get another 2 feet of snow?
Why not? Well, I'll tell you, with all that we're dealing with here in this country, you know, I was just reading where the health of children receiving virtual learning could be worsening, according to the CDC. Like, we needed the CDC to tell us that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I've got three kids. They're 14, 12, and 10, and I and they're in a hybrid mode where they're in class 3 days a week and home 2 days a week, and man, it has just been a nightmare trying to figure out how to make it all work. And there are so many impediments. I mean, the kids, just getting them on, making sure they don't miss their Zoom classes, getting assignments turned in remotely. You know, did they turn them in? Did their teacher get them? And it just goes on and on and on. And we are, you know, we're doing fine, and we're a two-parent family, single-parent families. I mean, what a nightmare if you can't be there to be, you know, running interference for your kids and helping them to make sure they get stuff done. It's a disaster.
Well, and they're finding, according to the CDC, that virtual instruction might present, they say, more risk than does in-person instruction related to child and parental mental and emotional health and some health-supporting behaviors. So, you know, we're seeing this play out, and, you know, we talked about this early on, not to let the cure be worse than the disease, but it seems that we're beyond that point.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, I think that we're going to spend who knows how long. I'm not a social scientist, so I'm not going to hazard a guess, but it's going to take some time to undo the damage that's been done here. And we've got new habits, some bad, that we have to unlearn. You know, screen time was bad enough before this mess, and it's crazy now. I mean, my wife and I had another big conversation about it last night. We're right there, too. You know, it's just, it's so easy to be on screens constantly now, and COVID has just made that worse.
Well, there's been a lot of unintended consequences, some that we predicted that would occur, especially with the labor force.
Yeah.
The labor force is incredibly compromised, and increasingly so, as the government comes up with these ideas to keep people at home instead of on the job.
Well, that's right. And, you know, figuring out how to get targeted aid to the people who are desperate. But, you know, there are a lot of people that I'm guessing are getting some of these stimulus payments that it's nice, but they don't need them to survive. But there are a lot of people, because of the economic fallout of the lockdowns, that are, you know, they're desperate or beyond desperate. And, again, we didn't need further consolidation into the Amazons and big boxes of the world as all these small businesses faced incredible pressure that these big box retailers were largely exempt from.
Exactly. Well, and not to mention what we went through in terms of all the riots and the destruction of property.
Well, yeah, that too.
You know, that just only exacerbated the problem all the more.
Absolutely it did. And so I think the faster we can move back to normal, the better. And hopefully these arrival of these new variants from Brazil and Great Britain won't, you know, push us back into another round of lockdowns. But, man.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, and here, and this is the government we elected.
Yep.
And we're paying the price for it. I know a lot of it didn't make sense going in. It still doesn't make sense even at this point. But it's what we have. And meanwhile, you know, we've got trouble here in River City. And the people, whether it's we're dealing with our kids or a labor force that is being retarded in the process by not working and being paid to stay home.
Right.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah.
No, it doesn't make sense. I agree with you.
So, anyway, well, let's talk about Plugged In. You've got the Plugged In Awards going on. We can still vote?
The voting is actually done, but you can come to our website and see who we picked and who the people picked with their votes.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to make any specific announcements right now, or you want everybody to go to the website?
Let's
open up the envelope, for goodness sakes.
Let's open up the envelope, and the winners are... the envelope is electronic. It's opening a little bit slowly, just like on TV. Mm-hmm. So, the best movie for kids, we rewarded Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, and the people's vote was Onward. Mm-hmm. Best movie for teens, we picked The Personal History of David Copperfield, and the people chose Enola Holmes, both excellent picks. Best movie for adults, we picked Minari, and the voters picked Hamilton. And best Christian movies, we picked I Still Believe, and our readers picked Switched. So we had a split ticket on all four categories, which I'm not sure that's ever happened before. But eight movies that are absolutely worth checking out, our full review for at PluggedIn.com. And as usual, Bill, we want to give people everything they need to make good decisions for their family. And these movies in particular were some of the cream of the crop from last year that are worth your consideration.
Well, even, you know, I still believe Jeremy Camp's story.
Yes.
Absolutely precious.
Yeah, no, it was an incredible movie of persevering through loss. And I think the bittersweet thing about it is, for those who are not familiar with the story, he meets this young woman. She has cancer. She beats the cancer. They're planning to get married. They get married, and the cancer comes back on their honeymoon. And, I mean, it's just... I mean, you're going to want, like, a case of Kleenex for this one. But it's a story of perseverance. It's a story of faith. We see them both really, and the people around them, struggling and wrestling to trust God with this incredible, incredible tragic loss. But it's a beautiful movie.
No, absolutely. Well done. The folks said they like Switched over, I still believe.
They picked Switched over, I Still Believe, and Switched was a really fun movie, too. It has a kind of Freaky Friday vibe. This girl who's kind of picked on by a popular girl says a prayer one night that she wishes that this girl could just have a sense of what it's like to walk in her shoes. And, of course, they switch brains and bodies and get a shot at a different perspective. So some great messages for kids there. Really fun movie, too. I mean, sometimes Christian comedy can be a little cringy. We can try a little too hard sometimes, and it doesn't work. This is a great movie.
Yeah. No, well done. Were you surprised that Hamilton scored as well as it did?
Yeah, you know, it seems like people either love or hate Hamilton. There's not much middle ground. I know a lot of conservatives that, you know, for various reasons were not crazy about what Lin-Manuel Miranda did with the story. But, I mean, my family, we love it, and we listen to the censored version. There are a few profanities in it, in the soundtrack. Right. But I think as an entree and a creative entree into learning about history, it's a fantastic story. It's a dramatic story. And Lin-Manuel Miranda, no matter what you think stylistically using rap and urban music to tell this story, it's relatively true to the real story. It hasn't, you know, he hasn't laid his hands on it to try to bend it in some, you know, progressive direction. So,
Right, exactly.
I love the movie and I love the soundtrack. And again, with the caveats that there's some profanity and a couple moments of innuendo, but what a story.
Well, I appreciated that when the movie came out that you could see it over and over again.
Yeah.
Because there's so much nuance to it that I was thinking, gosh, if I'd have seen the play, I'd have been frustrated because there'd have been so much that I would have missed, right, in the theater. Although,
absolutely,
you know, seeing in the theater, nice environment, all that good stuff, you know, set aside some of the political stuff. But, you know, by and large, I thought, you know, it was enjoyable for me, you know, the second and third time even.
Well, and even in our crazy cancel culture that can't get progressive enough fast enough, Lin-Manuel Miranda has come under fire for saying anything positive about any of these guys. And so what was kind of a liberal darling 5 or 6 years ago, now it's being pushed to the margins by the progressives for not being liberal enough when all the guy was doing was trying to tell the story of what happened. And it begs the question of how do we deal with these stories from the past that have elements in them that we understand is problematic now, whether we're talking Gone with the Wind, whether we're talking, you know, the founding fathers and slave owning, you know, you can just go down the list, and we've got to be able to have a critical perspective on the fact that things were different 50 years ago and 100 years ago and 200 years ago. And there may have been evils that went unchecked, but it doesn't mean we have to throw those stories out. We can still engage with them and enjoy them for what they're worth and think critically about the things that maybe they didn't get quite right.
What, like, so we're supposed to suspend the idea that we're human beings and flawed and evil, you know?
Well, yeah, that's the absolutism, I think, of the progressive dogma. And it really is a dogma. It takes on an almost religiously zealot kind of feel to it. And
it really does.
You know, you get thrown out if you're not on the right side or the left side of things, I should say.
And guess ready, when they start throwing stuff out, you could be next. And you,
right?
And you will be, because that's what progressives do. As we've seen time and again, they eat their own. And so get ready. I mean, you know. Because you will be next, because that's just the nature of the progressive utopia from day one in the history of man. It's just what happens.
Yep.
Well, Adam Holtz, as always, we appreciate all the great work that you do at PluggedIn.com. That's where you can go to be in the flow of the know, whether it's in, you know, you're checking out DVDs, streaming, all things entertainment right there at PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give